Kentucky real estate headlines. KY building permits, what your clients need to know before breaking ground. A new resource outlines the permits required to build a house or barn dominium in Kentucky, emphasizing compliance with local building codes and regulations. Real estate professionals in KY can better advise clients on construction timelines and potential permitting hurdles that may affect closings or property development deals. Share this permit guide with buyers considering new construction. hplshbuildmax.com/what permits do you need to build a house in Kentucky? Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. KY Property Records Tool. Search owners, deeds, and permits in one place. Kentucky Property Checker offers a centralized search for property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in KY can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing multiple property data points through a single platform. Add http://kent.propertychecker.com/ to your research toolkit for faster KY property record lookups. Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. Kenton County PDS launches online portal for building and zoning permits. Planning and Development Services of Kenton County now accepts all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permit applications through an online submission portal designed to save time and effort. KY real estate professionals working in Northern Kentucky can streamline due diligence and client transactions by knowing permit applications no longer require in-person submissions. Review building checklists for accessory structures, pole barns, and agricultural projects at the PDS portal. Kentucky real estate updates. Jefferson County PVA unveils online property search tool for KY pros. Jefferson County has launched an online property search form through its Property Valuation Administrator office. KY real estate professionals can now access Jefferson County property records digitally to streamline valuations, comparables, and client research. Bookmark the Jefferson County Property Search Portal for faster due diligence. tpjeffersonpva.ky.gov/property search/. Kentucky real estate updates. Franklin County PVA website, KY Property Valuation Resource. The Franklin County Property Valuation Administrator maintains an online resource for property assessment information in Franklin County, Kentucky. KY real estate professionals rely on PVA data for accurate property valuations, tax estimates, and market analysis in Franklin County transactions. Bookmark htfranklincountypva.com/ for quick access to Franklin County property records and assessment tools. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. KY Property Valuation Administrator's portal, access county assessment data. The Kentucky Property Valuation Administrator's website provides a centralized portal linking to county PVA offices and property assessment records across the state. Real estate professionals in KY rely on PVA data for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and comparable sales analysis in transactions and appraisals. Bookmark this portal to quickly access any county PVA website for current property assessment information. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.